There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
If you didn't listen to last week's episode, please go back and do so. Last week, I discussed some of the common cognitive biases that can get in your way. In this week's episode, I will expand on that topic and let you know more about why these fallacies exist in your mind and a few strategies to counteract them. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. As a reminder, a cognitive fallacy or bias is a systematic cognitive disposition or inclination in human thinking and reasoning that often doesn't comply in terms of logic, probability, reasoning, and plausibility. Cognitive biases are often a result of your brain's attempt to simplify information processing. They're rules of thumb that help you make sense of the world and reach decisions with relative speed. However, they can often lead to perceptual distortion, inaccurate judgment, illogical interpretation, or what is broadly called irrationality. Cognitive fallacies, despite often leading to errors in judgment or decision-making, serve various psychological purposes and rise from fundamental aspects of human cognition. Here's an overview of why some of the fallacies may exist. The first is efficiency in information processing. Many cognitive biases stem from the brain's need to process information quickly. The vast amount of data we encounter daily would be overwhelming without these mental shortcuts. These shortcuts or heuristics allow us to make swift decisions without the exhaustive effort of analyzing every piece of information. Biases like the confirmation bias or the fundamental attribution error are byproducts of these mental shortcuts. The next is reduction of cognitive load. Cognitive fallacies help reduce the mental effort required to make sense of complex situations. By simplifying the world through generalization and assumptions such as the out-group homogeneity effect, we can navigate social interactions and environments without being paralyzed by the intricacies of every individual scenario. Emotional and ego protection. Many biases serve to protect our self-esteem and emotional well-being. The self-serving bias, for example, shields us from negative emotions associated with failures and enhances our feelings of self-worth by attributing successes to personal qualities. The next is maintenance of social harmony. Some biases help maintain social harmony and cohesion. In-group bias, for example, strengthens group identity, fostering cooperation and solidarity among group members. This can be crucial for group survival and effectiveness, particularly environments where teamwork is essential. The next one is conservation of beliefs and worldviews. Biases like confirmation bias help preserve pre-existing beliefs and worldviews, providing a consistent sense of the world. This conservation reduces the mental strain that might come from constantly questioning and reassessing one's beliefs and can contribute to a stable identity and worldview. Now we have adaptation and survival. Historically, many cognitive biases may have offered survival advantages. Quick decision-making, often influenced by biases, could have been crucial in dangerous situations. For instance, the bystander effect might stem from an evolutionary caution in group settings where individual action without group support could have been risky. While cognitive fallacies can serve useful psychological functions, they also have several downsides, particularly in complex and varied modern environments where accurate information processing and fairness are critical. Here are some of the major downsides of cognitive fallacies. The first is impaired decision-making. Cognitive fallacies can lead to poor decision-making by causing individuals to rely on inaccurate or incomplete information. For example, confirmation bias might prevent some from considering crucial data that contradicts their preconceived notions, leading to decisions based on skewed perspectives. The next downside is miscommunications and misunderstandings. When people fall prey to biases like the fundamental attribution error, they might misinterpret the actions of others, attributing hostile intentions where none exist, or failing to appreciate the situational pressures others may be under. This can lead to conflicts and misunderstandings in personal and professional relationships. The next is perpetuation of stereotypes and prejudice. Cognitive fallacies such as the out-group homogeneity effect and in-group bias can contribute to the maintenance and reinforcement of stereotypes and prejudice. This can hinder social cohesion and create divisive environments, often marginalizing certain groups unfairly. The next is resistance to change. Status quo bias can lead individuals and organizations to resist necessary changes, even in the face of compelling evidence that change is needed. This can result in stagnation and can prevent the adoption of innovative solutions to problems. The next is overconfidence. Biases like the self-serving bias can lead to overconfidence, where individuals may overestimate their capabilities and contributions. This can result in taking on more risk than is advisable and can lead to failures in personal and professional domains. The next is reduced objectivity. Biases can reduce objectivity by influencing how information is perceived and interpreted. In fields where objectivity is paramount, such as science, journalism, and law, such biases can undermine credibility and effectiveness. The next is inefficient resource allocation. Biases can lead to poor resource allocation in policymaking and business. For example, the false consensus effect might cause leaders to implement policies that they believe are widely supported, but are actually controversial or unsupported by the majority. Social and personal costs. On a broader scale, biases can have significant social costs, contributing to social injustice and inequity by perpetuating discriminating practices or policies. On a personal level, they can lead to life choices that are not aligned with your true interests or goals due to misjudgments about your own abilities or the intentions of others. Addressing these downsides often requires deliberate efforts to foster awareness and critical thinking, both at individual and organizational levels, to mitigate the effects and cognitive biases and improve decision-making processes.
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
I'll review some of the steps you can take to mitigate cognitive biases for yourself. Addressing these downsides often requires deliberate efforts to foster awareness and critical thinking, both at individual and organizational levels, to mitigate the effects of cognitive biases and improve decision-making. I'll review some of the steps you can take to navigate cognitive biases for yourself. The first is seek out contrary information. You want to actively look for evidence that contradicts your current beliefs or decisions. This approach is particularly effective against confirmation bias, as it forces you to consider alternative viewpoints and additional data. I can't say this enough. Get outside the algorithm. It's designed to give you what you want or what will draw your attention, which means feeding you info, even if it's misinformation that confirms a perspective that you already hold, or sends you information that attacks a perspective you hold as a way to get an intense reaction from you or hold your attention. The next is increase self-awareness. Regular reflection on your thoughts and decisions can help you become more aware of when and how biases may be influencing you. Techniques such as journaling or mindfulness meditation can enhance your self-awareness. The next is engage in perspective taking. Try to see situations from others' points of view. This can help reduce biases such as the fundamental attribution error and in-group bias by increasing empathy and understanding of other circumstances. There is nuance in many situations, and many things can be true at the same time. The next tip is to foster diverse environments. Surround yourself with a variety of perspectives. Whether it's in the workplace or in social circles, diversity can challenge ingrained biases and expose you to different ways of thinking. The next is to use analytical tools. So you may want to apply formal methods of analysis when making decisions, such as pros and cons lists. Another one that I like is a SWOT analysis. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats, or decision matrices. These tools can help you to make more objective decisions and counterbalance subjective biases. My next tip is to seek feedback. Regularly ask for feedback from others, particularly from those who may not share your perspectives. This can help you identify blind spots in your thinking. Next is implement decision-making safeguards. You want to establish procedures and checks that require you to pause and review decisions, especially important ones. This might include setting rules for yourself about gathering a certain amount of information before deciding or requiring a second opinion for major decisions. The next is to slow down. When possible, avoid making important decisions under time pressure, as haste can exacerbate cognitive biases. Allowing yourself more time can enable a more thorough evaluation of the information and options. The next is to develop a culture of critical thinking. If you're in a leadership role or part of a team, encourage an environment where questioning and critical thinking are valued. Promoting a culture where it's safe to express doubts or alternative viewpoints can help counteract group-related biases like groupthink. By actively engaging with these strategies, you can reduce the impact of cognitive fallacies on your decisions and interactions, leading to more balanced and informed outcomes. Which cognitive fallacy strategy do you plan to use? Let me know. You can contact me via Instagram at KindMindPsych or via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with script editing by Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.